Hello, and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure.
Chris, you've indulged in TikTok, is what I'm trying to say. You've indulged in it.
I mean, Zach sends me TikToks every now and then, and there's just, you know.
Chris is there.
I don't know.
Zach, that's bad. That's bad comic book formatting anyway.
No, I sent it to Elmer because I was just so confused. Like, why would anybody make that? It's so weird.
I've seen worse.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
Wow. At least that's for a joke.
And this one's censored too. Come on.
Which is even more weird.
Why is that weird? It makes it family friendly.
You can show that to anyone. They legally can't get offended.
Twitter is such a weird place for that type of shit.
It is, but I think it's more beautiful than it is weird.
For real.
What?
Out of everything, out of all like the platforms where people like, you know, engage with each other, social media, like I think Twitter has like probably the best interactions between people, and then somewhere probably on the bottom is like Reddit and stuff. Like just terrible interactions between folks, users.
Aren't you relatively new to Twitter?
Me? Elmer? Yes.
Yeah.
But I've been like
lurking.
Yeah, I've been lurking for like ever.
He's been studying the game. Twitter is like
Twitter. It's so old too.
But while y'all had Twitter accounts, I was studying the blade.
Twitter really feels like you're walking around and people are just handing you their phones and being like, look at this.
that's actually really good.
Dude, Twitter's 2006.
Yeah. Can I see you?
Holy shit. That's pretty fucking old. Twitter, and it's pretty crazy how relevant it is still.
I joined in 2011 of March.
Wow.
How old is Reddit?
I think late 2010s or late 2000s, actually.
2005.
Wow, mid.
16 years old. Damn. How old is TikTok?
That's like just a few years ago. Yeah.
Older than you think, though, like 2017.
2016.
Did TikTok come after Vine?
Yes.
Yes.
Joe.
Because Vine is older than you think.
Zach, I've just given up. You don't need to bring attention to it. Just answer his question and move on.
No, I honestly miss Vine.
Me too.
Vine's pretty funny.
Fuck Vine, bitch.
I mean, TikTok does a pretty good job of filling that space.
No.
No, not at all.
Don't even.
Its culture is different. What do you mean? It's similar, but its culture is different.
Different generations.
Yeah. Yes.
The box that Vine forced users to work within, like 6 seconds, 12 seconds, however long it was, like a lot of people really just
you saw crazy. Genius
for real. Just like they like people conveyed messages, like entire stories in those little video clips.
Yeah, well, here in fucking TikTok, it's just fucking like, oh, like for part two. I'm like, no, just do the whole thing.
I bet you go to part two, though.
No, I don't. No, whenever there's a part two, I'm like, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm done. Like, if it,
but
whatever's
what if
like,
you tune in at part four?
Mm.
Where do you go from there?
Dude, if I tune in at part four, and then I'll go back. But like, but here's the thing. I absolute hate it when people post like shit. It's like, oh, it's a fight. Oh, people are screaming. Oh, and but they don't, with no context. And then they're like,
what?
And then I go through the comments looking for context. And then it's like, oh, here's the video. And it's them like talking. Oh, story time. I hate fucking people saying, oh, story time. I'm like, no, this fucking, I don't care. I don't need you talking at me for a whole ass 2 minutes about, you know, some dude fucking threw a bottle and then you all freaked out.
You lost me for there.
Yeah,
for
yeah. There, I don't see any.
I
of
felt like
videos.
That was part two of your story.
No, I get it, but that's kind of more of a that's a complaint for more like a active TikTok user audience.
That makes
Can you
sense.
Put it in Twitter terms?
It's a thread, and you're going to
no. The, it's like it's like if in Twitter thread? In Twitter every time you went into the comments, they were like they give you like a bio. Of every time, every tweet they give.
Okay.
Right? Is that okay. What I'm saying? I think
that tracks.
Yeah. You don't get TikTok.
No, I'm good.
Whack.
He will when when our fans are going to be asking for.
He will once you show him, that market is untapped.
Yeah.
Joe, a lot of people go on TikTok.
Chris, that thing? Mm-hmm. You're killing me here. Not even that dog?
The update. Nate sent me the first TikTok was a dog, was a pug. Drawing a penis in the sand. Oh, yeah, wait, he's like just tracing around and making drawing? Art, and he, well, you know, in the sand, like with the
on
trail.
Purpose or on accident?
On accident, but it looked like
a dog. On purpose. He's an artist. he fucking.
So that's the one that's up for debate.
That was okay, solid. You know, the second one, I honestly don't understand. I think someone was brushing his teeth, and then someone was trying to play a trick on him by making.
I'll start posting it in Discord.
What do you do now though for internet content? Because didn't you reform off Reddit? Aren't you off?
He's on Twitter
full time.
Yeah, full time, Chris.
You a full timer?
That's my main source of internet. Sure.
Not anymore? You're off Reddit?
Chris, I got one for you. Ooh. If you don't laugh,
I don't want this. No, I'm closing.
No. This is the last one. I promise.
I'm shutting it down.
No, Chris, come on.
Shut it down. I'm sorry. The time for submissions.
You might laugh. Expired.
I'll open it tomorrow, Zach, and I'll let you know.
Wow, what the fuck? Chris, come on. It's like if you don't laugh in the first 20 seconds, you could shut it down.
Chris, the whole TikTok.
I sent the two TikToks I sent Chris into the group chat.
Oh God, Chris just hit you with the equivalent. We should link up soon. That's
what I'll hit you up. Chris, you gotta watch the TikTok. Come on, please.
No, please. Nate, TikTok me for the day.
Too many TikToks for the day.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as too many TikToks.
TikToked out.
How long do you spend on TikTok a day, Nate?
Not that long.
3 hours.
I don't know. Can I track that? I probably check
yes,
my phone.
Yes, you actually can.
Yeah, see, you want to though?
Yeah. I don't care. Like I'm not like I just imbibe the content. Fucking plug it in my arm. I don't give a shit. Really? I don't have anything going on.
The other day, me and Tanya went through our apps. YouTube is my most used app.
What are you watching YouTube?
I just honestly just like what is it? Recordings of podcasts.
DBZ fights.
On repeat. Just compilations.
With the audio description,
AMC?
Right?
AMC or AMZ?
Wait, Zach, what are you saying?
AMZ.
AMV.
AMV. AMV. There we go.
AMV. EMV.
Dude, for
what's the Z stand for, Zach?
Okay, so
Zach.
For a second, I thought you said AOC. I was like, what?
I did too.
I'm talking about AOC too.
Her compilations of her talking.
I've been on it. I've been on TikTok 58 minutes today.
That's a lot of TikTok intake.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many videos is that?
I was on it for 2 hours and 12 minutes yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
1 hour, see, 47, 1 hour, 47 minutes on the other day before that.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's not that bad.
Yeah, I average like an hour and some change a day. Oh, on January 30th, I was on for 2 hours and 49 minutes.
Nate, you do not average an hour and some change. You're pushing like 2 hours every day.
It's hours and a lot of change.
January 26th, 3 hours and 4 minutes.
Oh, what?
That's the average like over two.
It's $1.99.
Are you watching?
You know what's funny? Like it's been coming up in a lot of my suggestions because I watched just like a few. No, what the fuck? So I've just been put it on in the background every now and then. But the 85 South show.
Oh, I forgot that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the
one with DC Young Fly.
Oh my God! wait! What is it called?
85 South podcast or something like that.
Oh, that's the one where Rick Ross just walked off.
Yes, I know what that is. You watch that?
Yeah, I put it on in the background every now and then.
They're fine.
I'm a little surprised.
Why are you surprised?
You got some black taste.
Elmer, right here. Elmer, oh, I have a.
Yeah.
You should peep the Brown Bag podcast.
This is like barbershop, like
I know. It feels like comforting. Go to
a barbershop. This is what they talk about.
It feels comforting and familiar.
Episode 85, 83. Oh, the one with blah, 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 blah. Huh. Would you guys ever go to a live podcast?
Hell no.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I would.
I would probably want to go see the McElroy brothers because I like the vibe.
But how about us? Do you think we would be a good live podcast guy?
Maybe really good.
Only if we're in Memorial Auditorium, because I feel like Memorial Auditorium is slept on.
I would go to a live podcast. You wouldn't go to Tessit or something, Zach?
I'd probably be in the green room with Adam Savage because me and him are homies. So
how?
What do you mean how?
How would you be in the green room with Adam Savage?
He'd be on our VIP list, obviously.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I don't understand the question. I would be in the green room with them. That's me and Adam. I'm on his will. All
right, we're gonna get to the game.
Hey, what kind of onions do y'all fuck with? I think like red onions is like,
who is this?
The worst type of onion, honestly.
The worst? What do you mean the
red?
Worst?
Red is delicious.
It has the most flavor.
I think red onion's pretty.
How many types of onions are there? Just three?
Red, yellow,
red, and then you can branch shallots? Off into like
maybe
you can branch off
into like are very
green onions. You can but branch off
like, onions. When you're cooking at home,
there's sweet Maui onions. Yeah, but out of the
I
big
green three, onions, need a, I think green onions need a shout out there.
He said Maui.
Yeah,
yellow, red, then white.
Ooh, I would
yellow, white.
I would swap red and white.
Actually, no, red, white, red, white, yellow.
But yellow is my number one. Hell yeah. Yellow's my number one.
Yellow's the least flavorful.
No, I'm with Joe on this.
I call sweet onions, Joe.
They caramelize the best.
Yeah, they do.
White would be good for caramel. Yeah, right. White is good raw. Oh, no. Red is good for a burger. Raw.
Not better than white.
No, I don't think red are good for burgers. Red is like mostly red's reserved.
Good for salads.
Exactly. Red is mostly reserved to eat raw, like in salads.
Nothing that matters. All that matters is Snap is down in this horrible, horrible, horrible cave with a spider crawling at him.
Spider.
He is spider.
Crawling or running?
What's a mix of both?
Do spiders even crawl?
Skitter.
Skitter. Yes. But it's a giant spider. When I think of skitter, I think of small things.
Scatter.
The giant version of skitter. Scatter. Yeah. It's scattering towards
Scurry?
Snap. Ooh, Scurry's good. Snap, you are 20 feet from the top of this ledge. I've created a little mechanism for us to do this. But to do that, we have to roll initiative. So everyone give me initiative.
Like you made a ladder or something? Is that
I was about to say, mad scientist Joe over here.
What is this mechanism?
Pulley system.
So I'm midair.
Yeah, you are 20 feet above the ground and 20 feet away from the edge. Beshi, so what'd you get?
You're just dangling halfway.
What was that, Beshi?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
But I asked what you roll.
Oh, 17.
Snap.
20.
And a Carmen?
10 plus 8,
18. And Naz.
Give me a second. 26.
Holy shit.
Wrong.
Grimlock, what'd you roll?
Oh, wait, no, that's percent. Never mind.
16.
Alright, so this is how it's gonna work. It goes last, which sucks for me. But there is three of you holding the rope. I'm gonna have you roll on your turn if you'd like to use an action to pull Snap up. It is a DC 16 athletics check. If you succeed, you pull him up by 5 feet. If you critically succeed, you pull him up 10 feet. If you fail, nothing happens. If you critically fail, you drop the rope, and you have to spend another action to pick the rope up. Snap, when it's your turn, you can use an athletics check to climb. That rule is already set into the system. You'll move 5 feet per turn if you pass the athletics check. And the spider will be going last, so it'll be chasing you the whole time. So, Naz, it's your turn first.
What do I have to roll?
If you want to grab the rope, because you weren't grabbing in the beginning, you could pull Snap up.
Okay.
Or you can shoot things at this spider.
No, I'm going to pull him up.
All right. Give me an athletics roll.
I rolled a 16.
That succeeds. So Naz gets pulled up 5 feet. He's now only 15 feet away from the ledge. Snap. Yes.
Can I do it one more time?
Yeah. You can take a minus 1 to this.
So I roll 15 minus 1, 14.
14, that is just a normal failure. Nothing happens.
Can do it again.
He could do it again. It'll just take a minus one still.
Oh!
That's a critical fail.
I rolled a three.
So you drop the rope as you're trying to pull him up. If you critically fail and you drop the rope, it's going to add a DC or add one to the DC to pull Snap up now. Because there's less people pulling him up.
This guy.
My heart was in the right place.
Snap, it's your turn.
So
you are 15 feet above, or you are 25 feet above the ground and 15 feet away from the edge.
Because you only got a one.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I just climb up.
You can do an athletic check. It's going to be 15 for you because you're just climbing.
25. Holy shit.
You go up 10 feet. So now you're only 5 feet away from the edge.
There you go.
Holy shit. You crawl up. You crawl yourself up to the top, and you are next to Anna Cartman safely.
Was this the grand system?
That was my system. I spent like an hour thinking about this, and you guys just fucking crushed it with his rolling. I didn't think Snap would roll a 19 and a 17 back to back.
What's your athletics bonus, Marcus? Six?
Six, yeah.
I mean, if he wouldn't have done it, I would have, because I have a plus 10, so.
Well, you know what? I tried to make it difficult, but not kill Snap all the time.
It would have been harder if the spider actually
went first. More challenge.
More challenge.
You could do version two when the next time one of us is dangling in front of a spider.
Only.
So is the spider going to... Okay.
All right. At the difficulty
mid-level. Yeah, so I was gonna ask Joe if the spider was gonna chase us, and all of a sudden two giant spiders appeared next to us.
They were fake spiders.
They were fake spiders. Yes. Yeah. Classic fake spiders.
That was two of your turns, Snap. You have one more action.
Are we in combat? Is this thing gonna chase us?
We're in combat, yeah.
Wait, did you just take a step off the ledge?
That is the ledge, no?
No, that was the ledge. The other one fell down.
Oh, God.
I cut the rope and jumped out. No. Diplomacy check. I'm telling them we're leaving. Oh, nine.
Yeah, this spider has ill intent in mind. Anna Carmen.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to hold.
Let's just run, I say. We got the loot.
You want to run?
Yeah, we don't. This spider's not part of our job description.
How far is he going to chase us, really? Right?
Yeah, we know where the flight of stairs is.
This thing is probably like has like a movement speed of like 80. But all right, whatever. We can do it.
It's your turn. All right, Anna Carmen, do you want to go?
No, we can stay with the whole thing. I'll just move with. I'll hold until somebody runs. If somebody runs, then I'll follow them.
Okay. Well, Beshi is just like, now that she sees Snap's back up, she'll drop the rope and be like, oh, okay, so, all right, let's, what you get, Snap? What, let's see what you got.
Snap points to Naz, who has everything, I think.
Yeah, you guys loaded up Naz.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let's take our time and, let's go through all this stuff. We're no immediate danger. We can take our time here.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
Snap, what were you speaking to down there? What was that?
Spiders.
Like, little spiders? Like, you climbed up pretty quickly. What happened?
Snap just points again. Spiders. Like, there's spiders.
Okay, let me take a look at that chest piece. Let me see. Looks like I could get fitted into this actually pretty well.
That's my turn.
It's turn. It's going to climb up the ledge fast as it scurries up the ledge, just climbing it with ease. And it approaches the two of you. And Carmen and Snap. And it's going to take a bite at Snap. That is a... Sorry, I got brought food. Oh, shit.
Was that the spider?
Yeah, the spider just came and brought me food. That's a 27. Did that hit you, Snap?
Yeah, but it's not a crit.
Okay. It's going to do 1d10 plus 7.
Whoa.
So 16 points of damage. And then, Snap, I'm going to need you to roll a fortitude save.
Aha, Joe.
Not 20.
Damn. All right.
He points at the spider.
Yeah, you flex the poison out of your body. And that's its turn as this giant, like, it's white-ish, but, like, the skin of it looks almost translucent. as this giant spider just crawls up and takes a bite out of you. It's Naz's turn.
I'm gonna back up and throw a fireball.
Oh.
Oh!
Hey, why? Me and Snapper right here.
I rolled a 3.
You missed with that.
And that's it.
Snap, it's your turn.
So, I'm gonna have, well, Snap will back up right here. And then I don't know where Snowflake, oh, there's Snowflake. I'll have Snowflake come in and try and kick the spider off. Like, you know, like do like a little pounce with like, and like kick like, off of the
like
spider.
Like a kangaroo?
No, like a, like, you know, like if you like run up to it and like, so then it's like almost like if Snowflake is sideways standing on it and then they kick off, kicking the spider like, back into the pit.
Like Mario jumping off of Yoshi and just letting Yoshi jump, plunge to his death?
Yeah, but sideways.
But sideways, all right.
All right.
What kind of roll?
I think that's a shove action.
I'm not familiar.
So athletics check.
Okay. So let me grab Snowflake's statistics. All right. So 1d20. Shit. So yeah, 2.
Fuck.
Definitely failed.
Snowflake just bounces off the spider. It reverse Mario's.
So I used 2 actions. Or I used a move and then so then I'll have Snowflake will try again. Same thing. But this time dig in a little harder. Look at that. 18. What's athletics? Plus strength or dex? Strength?
I think it's strength.
Either way, it's either a 21 or a 22.
It matters. What is your athletics, guys?
Yeah, I can just do this. 0. It's strength.
It's strength?
I'm pretty sure it's strength for athletics.
Okay.
So, 21.
21, okay. So it starts to move it, but it just holds strong. So close.
All right, and then we'll back up. All right, and that's my turn. I'm pretty sure.
Anna Carmen?
I am going to try to demoralize it, but I'm going to use my intimidating glare.
Aye, man. Pick an eye.
Yeah, which eye do I look at? This guy, 8.
Whatever, the middle one.
Sounds good. All right, so this is against your will, DC. 9 plus 8, so 17.
It just keeps staring at you with 4 of its eyes.
Okay. Okay. I don't even know if I could try it again. I've never tried to try it twice in a turn. It just takes an action. Logically, could I do it again?
I don't see why you couldn't do it twice.
Okay. Do I take a minus to this since it is an action?
It's not an attack.
No, it's not. Yeah. Okay. I rolled a 7 that time with my bonus. I get even less. All right. I'm just going to try to attack it with my last. Oh, 6 plus 10? 16? Does that hit?
16 does not hit.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, that's my turn.
Beshi, it's your turn.
Okay. Holy shit. what can I use to identify this thing?
Planes or nature?
Well, I don't have planes as a lore thing, and nature's not trained. Oh man, I just realized I haven't even opened my character sheet at all yet. All right, here I am. I guess I will just try my best, keep my insides on the inside, and I'll stay where I am. Well, actually, no, I'll kind of break line of sight, get behind the hallway, right, Joe? That's good, right? I can still see it.
Let me see.
See, I can still see it.
Oh yeah, it's you huge. Can see it. Yeah,
it's huge. Telekinetic projectile. Some loose rubble or whatever is gonna get flung at this thing. That's gonna be a 22 to hit.
A 22 hits.
Okay, that's gonna be 11 points of probably bludgeoning damage as I'm throwing a rock or some kind of rubble that's kind of like laying around. So she does her whole thing. Her eyes a little green, iridescent green, and a fucking speeding piece of rubble just like slams into this thing. All while she's just saying, that's a fucking big spider.
All right. Grimlock, it's your turn.
All right. I move up exclaiming, let me get a piece of that. And I attack it with my great axe. Oh, first hit, 11 total.
That's a miss.
All right. And then I also want to shove it. I'm going to try to shove it down.
All right.
I'm going to put my weight into it.
It's going to take a minus 5.
Oh.
That's still like an attack action. Mm-hmm.
So just in case you want to rethink that action.
Sure. No, that's fine. I tried to shove it, and I failed. Rolled 18.
Yeah, one more action?
No, I moved.
Yeah. Okay, it's its turn. All right, it's going to take a bite out of you, Chris. Start it off as it rears back and lunges forward. That's 24 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Ooh, max damage. 17 points of damage.
Ooh.
And give me a fortitude save.
17.
That's a failure. You are going to take 1d6 of poison damage on your turn and be clumsy. So we'll get there when we get there. It's then going to try to bite you, Anna Carmen.
Why? Oh, yeah.
That's a
reaction. 12?
It's a 12.
Reaction.
Okay. What's your reaction?
The, whatchamacallit, the opportunity post.
Yes. That's a critical failure?
Yeah, what was it again?
A 12.
You lucky bastard.
I was going to say, that's a... doesn't seem like it. And then it's going to crawl against the wall onto the ceiling right above you guys.
How far is the ceiling from us?
15 feet high.
So I don't know if I could reach. I don't know if I could reach it.
It crawls above you and moves to the side of the hallway. And so now it's right next to Naz. And Snap, it's your turn.
You mean me?
No, Snap.
He's supposed to go first, actually.
Oh, I skipped. Yeah, I skipped you. Yeah, Naz, it's your turn. I'm like, no, I actually got the name right. I see the picture.
Joe has so many microaggressions against goblins in this game.
No.
This is so crazy.
I've been getting triggered a lot.
Nobody gets dropped from the turn order like a goblin does. You know what I'm saying?
I hear nothing but facts. I am going to... How thick are its legs? Spider's legs.
I'd say about 2 feet in diameter.
Ew.
2 feet? Huge.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's a stocky leg.
How?
I think it's a stump.
So you look at our legs, our calves probably are around half a foot.
2 feet?
Okay, 1 foot. Okay.
God damn. Fucking elephant legs over there.
For real.
For a spider.
It's a giant spider.
How giant is giant?
Y'all want Joe to pull up on a yeah. on a spider like he's gonna make him a suit.
Joe, there's no way the spider's climbing walls if it's each leg weighs like 150 pounds.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, that's not even a huge mini you're using right now. That's a large
Joe,
mini, okay?
What is the circumference spider? Of the thorax? We need to know.
Yeah, Joe.
Is that in the book, Joe? Can you tell us?
Joe, what'd you use as measurement for these legs? Your hands?
That doesn't even make sense.
That was good, though.
Whatever. I'm skipping Naz. You don't get a turn.
Damn.
That's a question.
That's what happens. Piss off God.
Go, Naz.
Fucking get electrified. All right. Well, I wanted to see if I could cut its leg off, but since it's extremely thick, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. But that does not mean I'm not going to try.
Thick with 3 C's, bro.
Hey, no, this is stupid thick. So I'm going to use my dagger, try to chop its thick leg.
Yeah.
I did it. It's dead.
Wow.
What'd you do?
I killed it.
No, you fucking stupid.
Is dead.
You do manage to cut one of the tips of its legs off as you do 11.
Bro, 12 it's
points
thick.
Of just damage.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Zach, come on. You're holding a butter
knife.
You're
crit, by the way, audience.
It's too thick for you to handle in one go like that.
You know, I was just thinking to myself, like, he said he hacked at the leg with a dagger. Like, that's,
yeah, how do you do that?
With a dagger.
I did it. Joke's on you, fool.
Yeah, he's right.
What did you roll, Zach?
I rolled a crit. So 20 plus 8, so 28. Then critical damage is 6.
Plus 5.
Plus 5.
11. Plus your critical hit damage, so 12 points of damage.
What's up? What's happening? What's happening?
Good job.
It's dead.
It's your turn still. It is pissed. It is not okay. Dead.
Then I back the fuck up. And...
only 6 points of damage.
What? It's 11 points. You add the damage and the critical damage together.
I already did it, though.
No, you don't add the two together.
You don't?
Yeah, he just rolled really bad. That sucks.
Yeah.
So now I mean, this time we can, though.
You do 7 points of damage. Let me go ahead and take some of this back. Thanks, everyone.
Nate, come on.
Nate, you're... What? Whose team are you on?
It'll be in, like,
I'm on team rules.
You didn't even cut off the tip. You cut off, like, some hairs of it.
I'm on team rules. I'm not here with this letting slide for Zach.
What a square. Just because you
read the rules.
Please take off your hall monitor, Zach.
Oh, my God. I was just about to say that.
I'm Randall. Take, you know, I'm playing, it clearly states in the rules.
Randall. Okay. Wait, you have another action, Zach. What'd you do?
Just chill. Because I'm there.
He's just vibing.
I don't...
You could at least shoot one of your fire things.
No, that takes 2 actions.
So why didn't you attack twice and then run? I just don't... Okay.
Because I thought I killed it. I walked away like it's dead, but it's obvious.
So, just for imagery purposes, yes. Did Naz somehow scale the wall up 15 feet high to get this leg, or his leg super long and he just nailed it?
Giant spider.
The giant spider crawled over you guys, like it crawled on the wall, on the ceiling, to fall down next to Naz.
Oh, it hit like a maneuver.
Yeah, it did a whole maneuver thing on you guys.
But did stump legs
try to stunt on us?
Did it do the Dougie?
It actually teabagged while it was above you guys. And then continued on. All right. Snap, now it's your turn.
Okay.
I'm tripping.
This whole time, I've been trying to decide how Snap feels about spiders. And it's, you know, because I'm a druid, does Snap care? But I don't think so. No one really cares about spiders, right? So I don't know what to do, though. I'll hold until after Grimlock and Anna Carmen go. So right before the spider goes.
Until after my shields go in front of me.
Exactly.
Anna Carmen, it's your turn.
Can't let Snap or Naz have all the fun, so I go up to it. I move up to it, and then I'm going to attack it. Wow. Wow. 4 plus 10, 14. Doesn't hit. I'm going to roll again. Okay. If I roll anything less than a 4, I'm going to be upset.
You can roll physical dice if you want.
Whoa.
Really? I said that a while ago.
Really?
I trust you guys.
All right. Breaking it out.
Why is it until the 30-something-ish episode that you say this?
Yeah.
We were testing out the audio.
Did you hear all that?
No.
Joe?
No.
Okay, good.
Nate, what happened to those real dice that you could roll and they're like synced into roll 20?
What?
Let me look it up.
Wait a second. Whoa.
Is that like Bluetooth?
It was fraud.
It was a Kickstarter for the last time.
I'm sorry.
I'm $400 in.
It's just basically an idea at this point.
I think it's on Kickstarter. I don't think they're ready yet.
They're not. That was like be ready.
2-3 years ago.
Hey man, it takes time. You got a lot of R&D.
Anyway, I'm gonna roll again, but in roll 20, 15 minus 4. 15 plus 10 minus 4, 21.
That's a hit.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, rolled a 5 plus 2, 7 points of piercing damage.
All right, those are 7 points back that Naz did.
Say it again?
You got the points back that you took away from it.
Nate took away from it.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Nate took away.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
All right, Beshi, it's your turn.
Okay, once again, it's just getting closer. I was doing the same thing as Snap. I was just trying to figure out how Beshi would feel about spiders. And I decided that she's fine with them. But this one, you know, when small things are small, they're fine. But when a small thing is big, it's very unsettling. So she's going to move behind like Snowflake. Yeah, like if I like bugs in general, like big bugs are pretty freaky. Like no matter, like even if it's just like
mantis would be kind of cool though.
That's still but cool, but still like there's it's still an insect, so it just will eat anything and everything.
Did you try the scythe thing again?
I did.
So she's gonna put some more space between her and the giant spider and another telekinetic projectile, the bread and butter, you know. And I'll be rolling some real dice because you know it's fun, and this, we're playing Pathfinder, and you need this.
Putting a lot of trust in you, or Joe is can he handle it?
If I start thinking it's fishy, I'll start fudging my dice.
I rolled a one. Natural one.
So
now you know he'll never lie. See?
this was his plan all along. I'll fake the first one.
I'll fake the first one, and the rest are all successes.
So you managed to miss a giant spider in front of you. It's Riley.
Well, you know, big spiders pick me up.
Beshy is it's your over. It's your turn zone. You're Grimlock.
To answer your question, Chris, they're still in development, but they met their Kickstarter goal. They blew it out of the water. They raised over $3 million.
Oh, and that's Nathan.
And their goal was $200,000.
Jesus. All right.
So that's what you're looking at. That money.
So Grimlock, with a deep prejudice against anything giant, anything. He's gonna, although he's hurt, he's gonna kind of limp towards the spider.
He's gonna mumble to himself, "I'm gonna get you. Why are you running away from me?"
And he's gonna start swinging again. What was that, Joe? What are you trying to do?
You go ahead and swing.
17?
17 misses. Jesus. You're gonna take 4 points of poison damage.
Wow.
And go ahead and roll me another fortitude save.
Should I do my second action or no?
Oh, yes.
Wow, I'm not. Okay. I rolled a 5 total for that one. Another miss. Fortitude, just check. 28.
All right. You are able to shake off the poison. So you know you are no longer poisoned.
All right, but I'm hurting. And my turn is done.
All right. It sees that you guys crawled in front of it again, but it's going to stay, and it's going to try to...
I still get to go.
Oh, you do?
I'm tired of this goblin hate.
this one was warranted. Because
you held your turn.
Yeah, because I held my turn. Alright. I will pop over here to the hurt Grimlock. Won't even give him the chance. I'm already slicing him up. 1 point of damage. Critical failure. So he's dead.
So you did risky surgery and then you just failed.
I'm a hero roll.
I forgot about hero rolls.
What happens if you fail a surgery? Or
you die. A risky surgery, you just die.
Oh my god.
Pretty risky.
You do the forever sleep.
I'm gonna stop being so gung-ho about the surgery. Oh my god.
I always have a hero point in my back pocket when I risky surgery. Don't worry. I'm trained. I'm a trained medical professional.
Thank you.
14 points of healing.
All right.
And then if Snowflake is right here, can she get a lick in?
It's going to take a little bit of cover. So it's going to get an add to its AC.
That's fine.
They're attacking around a corner. Snowflake will also get cover.
Yeah. So that one for Snowflake. And then I think I'll just have her take a step back. And that's my turn.
All right, now it's the spider's turn, and it sees a dwarf in front of it. It looks tasty. It's gonna bite the dwarf. 19.
It already knows what I taste like. That's a fail.
All right, it's a frustrated thing.
19.
Huh. It leans its front legs up in the air, and you see like its stinger underneath it protrude out in front of you guys.
Stinger has a stinger?
What kind of spider has a stinger?
Not a stinger. I'm sorry. Its belly. Belly, like, protrudes out in this, like, I don't know, like a belly button, but inside out, opens. What? And white web comes spraying out in a 30-foot cone. So that's everyone.
Oh, you have such a wonderful way with words.
I was
stoned, trying so hard to figure out what you're saying, and you're just like,
see, you're like, my head sounds
Stinger.
Crazy.
Oh no, Stinger's not right. This inside out belly button on its stomach, and it's like, do you not know how spiders work?
I just don't know why he had to describe the hole that the webs come out of. That's so much detail.
What's an inside out belly button even fucking look like?
I want to know, bro.
Like an Audi.
Like an Audi. Wouldn't that be an Audi?
No, it's inside out. So it's like if you're looking at a belly button from the inside of you.
So it's like an Audi but on the inside?
Joe, continue.
Everyone give me an escape DC.
Joe's like, everybody just died.
What does that mean? Joe?
Give me a reflex save, everyone.
Escape DC. Oh.
15.
This is not the day for
this me. Is the day for dice rolls. I'm using real dice and it's not working out.
I rolled in person too. I rolled a 19.
A lie.
You got a 15. Mark's going to his room.
He has no dice.
Everyone has dice.
Sad.
Snowflake. Snowflake needs a save.
That's problematic. Reflex?
Yep.
I don't have that usually. Perception. Okay.
I wasn't Jamaican.
I got you. I got it.
And why would I wear this hat?
25 for Snowflake.
Whoa. Bam.
Snowflake ducks underneath this web, but every single one of you is immobilized and stuck to the ground. To escape it, you'll have to roll a DC 22 escape roll.
22 or a 22 escape?
What is an 22. Escape roll?
It's it's a check on your sheet.
Oh, donde?
I'm gonna pull up one of your sheets.
Not an escape roll.
You sure?
I don't see an escape.
An attempt a check using your unarmed attack modifier against the DC of the effect.
Unarmed attack against the DC. Okay.
Okay, we're using athletics.
What about crafting?
No.
Because the engineer is, it's like a spiderweb, which is engineered, like, you know.
When it gets to your turn and you pitch me a crafting check.
Okay, I'll work on it.
He's like, I know this chemical compound that makes the thickness.
All right.
Grimlock has actually seen an inside out belly button before.
I see this every day.
You all have.
What?
Everyone has.
My eyes are closed.
What?
My eyes are closed. I get what he's saying. My eyes are closed.
Oh, I see.
Grimlock, do you still think you're Vegeta?
Yeah. Watch this, fool.
Who's Goku?
That was Akbu. He's coming back.
That's actually really
funny.
Yeah, that's canon.
Hey, Naz, I didn't forget you this time. It's your turn.
So, what did the web do?
You cannot move. You have to roll an athletics check of 22.
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming that's higher than your unarmed.
What's that? I roll.
You can't muscle your way out.
I'm going to do it
again. One action.
I rolled a 7 again? What the fuck? No way. I'm rolling a dice IRL. I bought these dice when in Concord at the game shop. Shout out to our sponsor.
Nice. Black Diamond Games.
Black Diamond Games. Is that really the name?
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool name, actually.
I wasn't about to give Chris the credit of coming up with that cool name.
Yeah, loser.
I don't get all it, right. But yeah, fuck off, Chris.
Always lying. All right, about to roll my die in real life for the first time since a long time. All right, here we go. This is some bullshit. This is...
Roll a 7.
I have an omen or something. Yes, I fucking rolled a 7.
But you get plus what? Oh, 0.
How are you a rogue with a plus 0 in athletics?
Because athletics,
that's not
is...
right. He just hasn't done his feat.
No, you should let him do acrobatics to get out. No, because athletics is strength. Acrobatics is dex in this.
I don't think you can dex your way out of a web that's encompassed you.
Squirm your way out.
I'm more shocked that I rolled 7 3 times. Two in the metaverse and one in real life.
And a Kaiman, it's your turn.
All right, we're rolling athletics checks out here.
Black Diamond Games, shout out. What up?
Rolling.
Cool. What's a critical success, Joe?
You
19 plus 8, 27.
That's a normal success. So you are free of the web.
Okay. Cool. So am I like? Am I reverse belly button or what? What's going on?
You're face first to reverse belly button.
Nice.
Okay. I'm gonna stab this reverse belly button. Ooh, 18 plus 10.
That is a hit.
Critical?
No.
All right. 3 plus 2, 5 points of piercing damage. And I'm just going to go ahead and try to intimidate it again by looking at one of its various eyes and use my intimidating glare again. Wow. Okay. I rolled a nat 1. You know what?
Hero?
Yeah, hero roll. Hero point. That doesn't count. All right. 13. Rolled a 13 plus 8, 21.
That's a success.
Nice. It's frightened one now. And I finally get my panache.
You mean mug the belly button?
No. I look at one of its various eyes. That's what I look at.
Okay.
No, I think you mean mug it.
Bestie, it's your turn.
Look, gross. Gross. Good. All right. It takes an action to try to escape, right, Joe?
Yes.
All right. Escape, athletics, right? I mean, I can't think of any other way for me to get out. I can't try to convince you to let me out a different way.
I mean, you can argue,
but I can't. Like, I don't have a good argument for you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't have a good argument for you. Okay. Yeah. No. No dice. I rolled a 2, but guess what my athletics is?
A 1.
A minus 1.
Oh.
So with her failed struggling, she's just going to attack again with the telekinetic projectile. Man, I'm not doing good. I rolled 18 to hit.
18 does not hit.
Does not hit?
No.
Okay, yeah, no. She's just going to sit there, flail wildly, and then try to, you know, fucking throw shit, but nothing works.
Minus 1.
Yeah. Grimlock, it's your turn. Thank you.
All right. Can I attack while I'm covered in the web? Okay, I don't need to break out then. I'll just stay here. And I am going to put my weapon in overdrive because I need the help here. 22, so normal success. Okay, there we go. First roll is a 25.
Okay, that hits.
Okay, that's 11 points of damage plus half my intelligence modifier, so 13.
That's a hit.
All right, I'm going to attack it again. 11 total.
That's a miss.
Okay. Oh, that was my turn.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
All right. Nah.
Snowflake. Free to move around, will attack. 18.
Miss.
That's not a miss.
Yeah.
And then back up. And then, so we can't move, but we can still do whatever we can do from where we're standing?
Yes.
Okay. Is Anna Carmen, are you low?
I'm a bit more than half health.
Did I heal? When was the last time I healed you guys? Has it been long enough?
I think an episode ago.
Has it been long?
I think it's been an hour.
Okay. So yeah, I'll heal. Risky or regular?
Dealer's choice.
7 points of damage.
Oh boy.
And I fail.
So I just take 7 points of damage.
Damn, dude.
Oh, it's the webs. The webs are stopping.
Okay. I'm annoyed at you. Anna Carmen is annoyed as hell right now.
It's turn. It's going to take a bite out of Anna Carmen. Actually, no. No. It's going to crawl on the wall, onto the ceiling again. It's going to use all of its movement to get right next to Beshi.
That's hella rude.
And then it's going to take a bite.
Fucking try.
That's a 26.
Yeah, it's a hit.
It's not a crit, though.
That is 15 points of damage. And roll a fortitude save.
I rolled a 19 fortitude save.
It's a failure.
Yeah, of course it is.
Naz, it's your turn.
So what happens?
The poison goes into your skin, and where it bit you turns green.
So nothing happens right now?
Nothing happens right now.
Okay.
But you don't feel right.
I run up to it.
You out?
What? Oh, damn it. I have to fucking...
Are you out of the sticky white mess?
Damn it. Ew. Ew. That's gross.
Athletics, right? Now would be the time for flames. Yeah.
16?
No.
The fuck? 20?
That's a success.
Huh.
You somehow shrug off the webs.
Like it's no big deal.
If you want to act like that, yeah. It only took you 4 tries.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Go up to it. Oh, fuck. Wait, that would be 3 actions, right? If I run up to it?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Can I... Would I... If I throw a dagger, it... fuck it. Wait, yeah. Would I need to roll athletics to throw a dagger, too? If I wanted to do that originally?
No, that would just be an attack.
So, hypothetically, I could take away this if I wanted to... whatever. I'll just fucking throw a dagger. What? This is fucking bullshit. It's 14 hit. Oh, minus 3, right? Or
2. No, not minus anything. But you missed.
Great. Okay. Fucking fantastic.
Anna Carmen.
I'm a little annoyed at Snap right now and the spider. The spider just escaped me, and I'm going to follow it. 15, 20. Cool. Made a movement, caught up with it. I'm next to Beshi now. I'm going to attack it. Oh, 19 plus 10, baby.
That's a hit.
Yeah, critical?
No.
Okay. All right. D6, 2 plus 2, 4 plus my precision strike because I have panache. My precise strike bonus, 6 points of piercing.
All right. It is... That actually did get one of its legs.
Oh, like I pierced right through it?
You pierced right through it.
And it just kind of falls off?
It just goes limp from where you pitch down. It just goes limp, like you severed a nerve.
Severed a nerve. Okay.
Severed it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do spiders have nervous systems?
Hella nervous systems.
Yeah.
They're actually very anxious.
Too many.
What? Did Joe just make himself laugh?
Yeah. I think so.
You get it? Nervous systems are really anxious.
Spiders get anxious or anxiety?
I've never heard someone laugh louder at their own joke than that.
Especially one that didn't make any sense.
It made perfect sense.
It made sense.
It wasn't a banger at all. It
wasn't a banger.
Yeah, no.
No features.
Felt kind of flat.
Well, it made Joe laugh, so good for him, right?
I mean, as long as he's happy.
Exactly. I'm jealous.
So jealous. What a simple sense of humor.
Okay, got mean.
Like, oh, what an idiot. You jerk.
I'm all right. I'm gonna get a roll again. I'm gonna attack it. Alright, 16 plus 10 minus 4.
That's a hit.
Oh, yes. 22, baby. Oh, I get my full damage here. 10 points of piercing damage.
Alright, that one. So you stab through the leg, and it made a big enough hole where when you stab again, it just falls off.
Wow. Only 7 more to go.
It's looking frightened. Beshi, you are going to take 1 point of poison damage, but you are clumsy 1. It's your turn.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna make you roll, Joe.
Woo.
He's going to reach out and touch one of these legs, muttering backwards words under her breath, and her eyes glowing green again. And I cast Chill Touch on your ass. I need a fortitude save, sir.
Uh oh. 16.
That's a failure. I deal negative damage. All right, and you take 7 points of damage, of negative damage.
Okay. This leg just turns black and decays.
Yep. And then I'll attempt to escape as well. Probably not. I'm not even gonna tell you what I rolled.
Okay.
Way below a 10.
Grimlock, you can't even see it. Your face forward the other way. I mean, you're stuck.
All right, well, I athletics check out of there. 25.
Called a shot.
Does that mean I'm just free to roam through it?
Yeah. Like the web just stuck to you guys, and that's it.
Huh. And how's the spider looking?
Really rough. One leg's chopped off, one leg decayed.
Okay.
Bleeding from its mouth.
Can Can I occupy Beji's space?
No.
What if I like pull her out of there?
That would be an action. You can swing from where you were.
But it has like a bonus AC.
Yeah, it has a plus one.
I'll try it. Okay. Well, a little combo bonus. Not bad. All right. I'm a great axe attack.
Crit will still hit?
No.
I'm a hero point that. I rolled a 13. Oh, shit. I'm trying to take this thing out. Oh, no. All right. My real life dice rolled a 20, Joe.
That still miss.
Okay. It rolled 15 total. I wasted my hero roll. All right. And
that's it.
That was all three. Yeah.
Snap.
Still stuck. Hard life. Don't really know what to do. These hallways are killing us. I guess I'll try and get out. So, an athletics. I'm still stuck, right? It's 15. Joe?
Yeah, you're still stuck.
Okay. So, is there a way for Snowflake to attack? Because how big is... There's no way to attack, right?
No, there's no way for him to attack. Unless he goes through... I don't see it.
Yeah, so I'll try and get out again. Oh, look at that. Nat 20.
There you go. You muscle off the webs.
And then... I mean, I only have... that's all I can do.
Yeah. You want to move? You chilling?
No, I'm fine here.
It's its turn. It looks panicked. It's going to take a bite out of Beshi first. That's a 30.
A 30?
Yeah.
That's crit.
Wait. Damn, never mind.
No, go ahead. What's up?
I think it's a little too late for me to be like, reaction, guardian deflection.
I'm down. I barely gave you any time.
All right, cool. How much of it was off from being a crit, Nate?
You roll 30, Joe?
Yeah.
2.
A tie is a crit.
Yeah, I know. So
I know. I'm telling Elmer.
No, not enough. I would just give you a plus 2 circumstantial AC. It would still be a crit.
All right.
Wait.
So,
if it ties, it's still a crit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Hold on. But if I get a plus 2.
Yes.
If I get a plus 2.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Then it won't crit.
What do you mean it won't quit? Joe just said if it ties.
Is the spider intimidated still?
No, because this is why I hate math.
Okay.
So I have.
What's your AC?
Yeah, what's your
19.
AC?
19. My AC is 19. All
right, so
Joel,
no.
Joel the 30.
So, oh, yes. Yeah. So then it wouldn't be a crit.
It wouldn't be a crit then.
Nate, that's hardly math.
Yeah, Nate, that wasn't that hard.
No, it is. It is a crit. What do you mean it's not a crit?
What?
Oh, no. This is going to be bad.
Dude, I gave you
a crit. Shut up. A crit is 10 over my AC, right?
Yes.
And I gave you. He rolled a 30.
Yes. And your AC is 19. I gave you a plus 2 circumstantial bonus AC.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So it makes it 21.
Okay, yes, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that I'm off by 2 because a 30 or a 29 crits me.
A 30 doesn't.
Why would a 30 crit you?
Because it's 10 over my AC. That's 11
Not
over my AC.
Nate, but you'll get, but your AC will be a 21.
And then it would be just 9.
Yeah,
being a 30.
No, but you don't. But you're not hearing what. See,
Nate, what are you saying?
What the fuck? You sound like a crazy math man.
His math sucks. Math works differently. Backwards like or forwards?
No, math makes sense.
Okay, no, but listen to what I'm saying.
We're trying to help you, and you're the only one arguing.
I'm arguing for my thought process. I appreciate it. I want the plus 2. I want the plus 2 because it'll save me.
God is fair.
But at the same time, it doesn't make sense because, like, Joe got a 30, correct? Yeah. So the reason why I said, oh, he got me by over 2. Because I was thinking, I didn't think you were going to add to me. I thought you were going to take away from his roll. So, but if you take away 2.
It would be no,
I'm wrong. I think as 30 Nate. As its own thing.
Stop.
And then also as 1. And then 29 as 1. So then we have 28, which takes it minus 3.
Anna Carmen rescinds her move.
This is a recorded date.
No, I just numbers don't make sense sometimes.
They make sense every time. All right,
I take the. I mean, if Anna Karma's willing, I'll take the plus two because it will not crit me then.
I don't know. Elmer, what are you going to do?
I'm very tired.
I'm like, I don't know. Oh man,
Steph had to come check on me.
Why?
She can sense someone is struggling in math.
She is an elementary school teacher, Nate. She has a sense for these kind
of
things.
I'm not struggling.
She's like, I might be needed here.
I'm not struggling in math. I'm not struggling. I know how math works, but sometimes numbers are weird.
Just give it to him. Give him the plus two.
Not a crit.
If you're out there on Twitter and you're listening to this right now, fucking tweet at me and tell me that like I'm wrong or I'm right. Okay, I don't care if I get the hate or whatever. I just need to know I'm not alone with this math shit because I hate this shit so much.
Dude, you're on that like fake rich people intellect. Like I've heard Will Smith be like, you can make 1 + 1 = 5 if you want to.
That doesn't make any sense.
You were making sense.
Numbers like that?
Yes.
Talk about like holy geometry and stuff.
Yeah, trying to be deep. Oh, you mean sacred geometry?
Sacred geometry.
Yeah, potato.
Who went on and was talking about it? The dude from Empire and
sacred geometry,
Hustle and Flow, and all that stuff. And
DI.
Yeah. No. The dude that was War Machine before he got fired.
Because he fumbled
the bag.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
The first War Machine, Nate.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
That is Cuba Gooding.
Don Cheadle's the War Machine we know.
Cuba Gooding Jr. was never War Machine. No, yeah. It was Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
He talks hella weird on the news one day.
And everything
about
that he's in.
Naked geometry and stuff like that.
Was he in
Hustle and Flow? Yes.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Well, let's just forget the fact that Marcus mentioned that 30 seconds ago.
Oh. That movie, Joe, was super weird.
Joe.
Yeah. You take 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage.
Whoa.
And roll me a fortitude.
You're dead.
I'm not dead.
Nate, is that too much damage? Do you need another plus two?
No, I'm good. Another fortitude save. That's a critical failure. I rolled a natural one.
The poison goes straight through your, like, when it bit you, it bit you on its chest, and some of the poison got to your heart, so the poison is starting to circulate through your entire body.
Okay.
And then it...
I'm sorry, do I also have a condition? I forgot if you said I had a condition or something.
Oh yeah, your clumsy one.
Clumsy.
Okay. Well, now you're clumsy three. And slowed too.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
What?
Since I forgot I was clumsy, I still would have got critted. Because that would take me down to 18 AC, even with the plus two, it still crits.
That math checks out.
So roll your double damage.
Oh, God. 9 plus 14, 23.
So is that total?
That's 23. Total.
So along with the... So I just add... another 12 to my already 11 that I took?
Yeah.
I'm down.
You are dying too, with poison going through your body. And the spider takes a step backwards, Anna Carmen, and you see it disappear in front of you.
Did it just misty step? What the fuck is going on?
It's not dark here. We're like in the hallways now.
Yeah, but it's clearly Joe has been very careful with his words. It's clearly not a regular spider.
Yeah, I got elephant legs for legs.
It's an ethereal spider.
Yeah.
It's a sacred geometry.
Okay. R.I.P. Beshin. R.I.P.
You guys are out of combat. Actually, you're in combat. Beshin's dying too. She's going to take 3d6 of damage on her turn.
3d6.
So is that...
What the fuck?
So we'll see you next week.
That
was so unnecessary. Holy shit.
I didn't even understand what was happening at first.
Day.
Is he really going?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.